Welcome to The Truth Seeker's Guide, an uplifting podcast that explores the pursuit of truth through various disciplines such as history, spirituality, religion, philosophy, inner work, and science.
What's going on, Truth Seekers? This is your boy, Felipe. Today, I wanted to speak about spiritual warfare. Now, this is a very important part of the mind renewal and this whole inner work that we've been speaking about. I'm going to start with a story about a young orphan boy. He sat alone on the city streets corners begging for food. Out of painful hunger, he bowed his head and closed his eyes and prayed to God and said, "God, please send an angel to rescue me." Now, when he opened his eyes, two men were standing in front of him. One was dressed in fine linens, the other ones in dirty, well-worn robes. And the wealthy man asked the boy, "Why are you starving when there's so much food all around? Surely one of these vendors would understand a starving boy needing food." The boy answered and said, "I asked the man across the street, but he could not afford to give me anything. I asked these vendors and they couldn't give me anything." The rich man became upset and called the vendors selfish and greedy. And he would point at these stores and say, "Look at these stores. They have more than enough bread out front to give you. Go take a loaf of bread. Since they're too greedy to share, greed is a sin. And so they don't deserve to even make a profit. Go ahead and steal some bread when you get a chance. They won't even notice. And this way you'll have bread and they don't deserve it anyway." And the rich man then stormed off with anger, but confident that he's solved the boy's problem. But the poor man stayed a moment longer and said, "Now I have been where you are and I know the pain of hunger, but committing this sin is not justified by another man's greed. I know that you're hungry, but food is temporary. And that man's advice will lead you down a darker path. You may eat today, but you'll be hungry again tomorrow. So you're going to steal again? So come with me. I'll show you how to earn your meal. The choice is yours, of course, but my path is much harder on your body, but it is merciful on your soul." The boy looked at the storefront and realized that the rich man was right. He could easily just take a loaf of bread and the owners wouldn't even know. He also knew that God would never lead him down this path. A sin doesn't justify another sin. So he took the poor man's advice. So he took the poor man's hand and felt his comfort. He was still hungry, but he left his guilt, fear, and shame on that street corner. Soon, the boy discovered that this dirty man he trusted was not even a poor man at all. It was a hardworking, successful shepherd. And that shepherd taught the boy his trade. Him and his wife were barren and had prayed for a son before. So they adopted him as their son. The boy worked hard, ate plenty. All was well. He was well-loved and cared for, and his soul was at peace, knowing that God had heard his prayer and sent him an angel after all. Now, this story really touches on how the world sometimes could deceive us through something that may be logical or something that we can see that is easy on the eye, that looks good, that satisfies our instant satisfaction and satisfies our flesh, or even justified. But can we actually see what isn't in front of our eyes? Because if we start seeing what's not there instead of the physical, we'll see the darkness and the pain and sickness and death that that path will take us. But of course, this is difficult to trust what is not seen. It's difficult to go hungry, to work harder and earn your food. The narrow path is always harder, but it will always bring you light, peace, joy, and light in any circumstance. That's the beauty of truth. It explains that the only way to really live life abundantly, it's not due to your external circumstances and what you see, but it's due to your internal circumstances and what you don't see. A muscle cannot grow without resistance and nutrients. So our resistance is the world, evil. Without that, without suffering, without pain, without these disciplines, we're not able to grow. But without nutrients, without the right protein to grow this muscle, it also isn't able to grow. Nutrients in this situation, of course, is truth. Truth provides the word of God, truth, light, provides nutrients. Without that nutrient, we can't grow. But we need both resistance, the world, and nutrients, the truth, to grow. If you lack the nutrients daily, then of course it gets to the point where you're going to be so weak you can't deal with the world, the resistance, and you're not going to be able to lift anything. You're not going to be able to grow. The important thing about the spiritual warfare is that we learn to see what is unseen, to know our enemy, to see how he attacks, his tactics, what he does. In spiritual warfare, we know our enemy. We are prepared. We are now individually prepared for the battle as much as we are a team with the army to fight the war. The battle is the kingdom of light against the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of truth and understanding against the kingdom of ignorance and death. Everything that you wear, everything that you see in front of your eyes, all came from a thought. Even creation itself came from the thought of God. But everything you see physically added to creation came from the thought of man. It all started in man's thoughts, then it became a drawing, and then it became a manifestation in reality. Whether it took 3 months or 10 years or 100 years, it manifests in one way, shape, or form. When someone treats us bad and we respond in a negative way, or we retaliate, or we defend ourselves because we feel we're being attacked, so we're acting like they're acting, God cannot be glorified in that. There's no way. Darkness can't help darkness. You have to remain steadfast in light and truth and know that if someone comes at you and treats you bad, that they're actually in ignorance, that they're suffering, that you see what is not seen. You don't see the attack. You see the suffering man or woman. Our biggest temptation is always the most justified. If someone steals from us, it's easy to say we want retaliation or revenge. Or if someone does something bad to us and it's clear, it's easy to justify our revenge and get back at that person. It is always the most justified temptation that is the hardest. Now, we have to know our battle and know that the enemy works in these deceptions. This is his trick, his distraction. 2 Corinthians 4:18, NIV. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What is unseen always controls the physical world. In fact, the enemy has no power other than the power you give him. The world and the evil has no power. No evil spirits or demons have any power unless you give them that power. But you have the will now, and with this renewed spirit and forgiven spirit, the enemy's power on earth comes from our choices. God's power on earth comes from our choices. Our inner choices and thoughts are very important, vital. It is the war, the internal battle. The physical world was made from the spiritual world. And choices are influenced by thoughts. Watch your thoughts. Be vigilant so you can make the right choices in light, in truth. A spirit, good or bad, needs a body to do anything and to have authority in the physical world. Our war is not against flesh and blood. If we don't understand the origin and the root of the problem, we will be deceived. So now we get to the point where trying to change the physical world is pointless if the spiritual inner world is not changed first. So our real battle is within. The battlefield is in the mind. That's where the battle takes place. The whole reason Yeshua came to show us the spiritual battle, the kingdom of God, is to point within, to show us where it originated from. It's been said, do not murder, but I tell you, if you are angry with your brother, you are subject to judgment, the origin of the problem. One of the things in the art of war, it says, divide and conquer your enemy. The plan of the devil is to distract us from God's will. And this way, he separates us from the plan of God. He separates us from people. He divides and conquers. The devil has been using schemes, strategic maneuvers, misdirection, and psychological warfare to outwit any enemy and achieve his victory. So it's very important that we know how to use the armor of God, how to put it on, how to know our enemy, knowing that he works in our minds. That is the battlefield. He starts to put thoughts in our mind of worry, of fear, of doubt, of hatred, of bitterness, of unforgiveness. If you're vigilant enough that you're there to catch these thoughts as they appear in this battle, and you can cut them with your sword of truth, and you can cast them down and submit them to the obedience of Yeshua, you would be able to then fight this battle properly, in light, in truth, be protected. This subject requires 2 episodes. We'll come back and touch a little more on this in 2 weeks. We've been doing the episodes bi-weekly lately. It's giving everyone a chance to catch up. If you like the show and you like what you hear, please leave a rating. This will help spread the truth and the message to more people. I appreciate that. The show is going to be expanding. We're going to be doing video podcasting, and we're going to have some guests coming up. So stay tuned. And remember, perspective is everything. You can make a heaven. You can make a hell. Choice is yours.